This morning, family members of men shot and killed by sheriff's deputies gathered in front of the Board of Supervisors building. They believe the shootings were unjustified and are calling for an investigation into the sheriff's department. Avery Cody Sr.'s 16-year-old son was killed in Compton when he was stopped after leaving a McDonald's.
I guess my son felt intimidated or whatever, so he ran. The police chased him approximately 25 feet and shot him in the back.
The sheriff's department said a loaded handgun was found at the scene. Cody believes the gun was planted on his son to cover up his death. Eddie Jones of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association says the FBI or the county should look into the shootings.
Too many men have been shot in the back in this last 3 months.
It has become a familiar story. A young black man runs away from the police and is shot in the back. Woodrow Player Jr. III was shot after police say he pointed his cell phone at them. Several days ago, a 17-year-old was shot to death by sheriff's deputies as he ran away from them in Linwood. Violent crime is down in Los Angeles, but fatal deputy-involved shootings have gone up. In response to the increased use of deadly force, Sheriff Lee Baca said that he would order his department to undergo quicker investigations of deputy-involved shootings. I'm Timothy Beckworth, Annenberg Radio News.